It's time for Eco Talk with host Betsy Rosenberg.
She'll be great. She's a very smart, capable person who knows exactly what took place and will lay out the facts. And that's what the American people want to see.
I had a dream the other night. Now, in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich.
Welcome to Eco Talk, and speaking of laying out the facts, a very special edition of our program today. We're going to be speaking with the executive producer of the movie we've been talking so much about and hopefully you've been hearing about and plan to go see this weekend, An Inconvenient Truth. Executive producer Davis Guggenheim is joining us for the first half of the hour, and then Al Gore himself will join us to talk about this movie, the book that's out to go with it, and what's led up to this movie and book release, and most of all, in his own words, Al Gore will tell you what this journey has been like for him after the 2000 election. Debacle, and then going back to about 25 years ago when he started learning about global warming and fossil fuels and what he's been doing to try to get people to pay attention. Since then, this movie may just make the difference. Davis Guggenheim, thanks for joining us.
Hello, how are you?
Great. Congratulations on a great piece of work.
Thanks. I'm also the director of the movie.
Director as well, sorry.
Executive producer and director.
Thank you. And there are other co-producers as well. And have you made a lot of movies about global warming in the past?
I haven't. And in fact, I would not have called myself an environmentalist when I started. When the producers, Laurie David had the idea. She's the wife of Larry David and Lawrence Bender.
Oh, yes. We've had her on the show.
Yeah. Came to my office and said, we want you to make this movie. They had seen another documentary I had made. And they said, you know, we have this idea. Al Gore has this slideshow, and I spent about 2 hours trying to talk them out of it. I thought it was a terrible idea.
That's before you saw the slideshow, right?
Yeah, and they just wouldn't let go, and said, why don't you come and see Al give this slideshow at the Beverly Hilton in Los Angeles? And I went, and my first impression was, here he is with a laser pointer up there. And then after about 10 minutes, I was just completely blown away. His argument for this thing is so compelling. And the first time anyone had ever really explained it to me in a very simple way.
And putting it into a movie is so valuable. If a picture is worth 1,000 words, and many of us have been doing more than 1,000 words per day trying to get people to wake up and smell the carbon dioxide, you know, you put it in a film and it really, you bring it all together and you tell a story and you cannot be completely rocked by that by the time you're, you know, finished seeing it. It's about an hour and a half. It is gripping. People say, well, you, of course, loved it, Betsy. You're an environmentalist who's been talking about global warming, but will average folks be moved? And I say, well, if not, there's something wrong, because last time I checked, they only had one planet to live on, and that's what's at stake, our future.
The exciting thing for me is that it's starting to cross over, and that's what I'm really hoping for, is that thoughtful people on all sides of the political spectrum will be open to this movie.
Oh, again, last time I checked, they needed to eat, breathe, and drink water on the same earth that we are all sharing. And that's the whole point, really, is going beyond the choir. And this is not just for progressives, environmental protection, and consciousness about climate change and what we need to do about it. And I hope everybody sees this movie. When I saw Al Gore at the screening, I asked him, wasn't there something he could do to require that every American see it? It should be shown in schools. And, you know, while people in my circles are certainly planning to see it, even in the pretty hip, you know, Bay Area, I've run across too many people who don't quite, what, Al Gore's movie? I heard something about that.
Right.
But it hasn't quite registered. And hopefully this weekend with the big opening, and tell us how many cities and theaters it will be opening up, and will just bring a critical mass of interest, and people will be lining up around the theaters like they do for Da Vinci Code and Star Wars and all these other movies that, you know, get so much hype.
We had an amazing weekend last weekend. We were in New York and L.A., and we broke all sorts of records. We were only in two theaters in L.A., two theaters in New York, and the per-screen average, like how many people went per times the movie is shown, broke several records.
And what was the response afterwards at the screening I went to? There was a standing ovation. People had, many of them had tears in their eyes. I was in the second row, so I could actually look around behind me and see that. And then it was especially powerful when Al Gore walked out a few minutes later.
I always felt that if Al was there, there'd be a standing ovation. I didn't know what would happen in theaters where people went and paid money and he wasn't there or I wasn't there. So I've been sneaking into theaters.
Mm, Great.
And watching, because I'm very interested in, you know, the genuine reaction of audiences, and people are applauding at the end of the movie and staying and watching the credits to the end, because the credits offer all these things you can do, and people are starting to engage. They're going to our website. They're starting to go through and use the carbon calculator to become carbon neutral. It's as a filmmaker who believes in sort of the hope of films making a difference, this has been a dream come true. We've had 50,000 people see the movie in one weekend. Next weekend, we open in San Francisco and about 15 other cities. And then the next weekend, even more. By July 4th, we'll be in about 400 screens at least.
And we're taping this, I should mention, on Thursday, and so it's actually this weekend that it will be opening in San Francisco. Our show airs on Saturday. So when you hear this, run out or go to Fandango and get your tickets. And are you seeing some sellouts?
We are all through New York and L.A., and it's still selling out even on, you know, the sort of what you usually find on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, sort of the film slump that even big Hollywood movies go through.
Well,
it's still selling out on, you know, the 7 and 9 o'clock shows, so get your tickets in advance.
And
the wonderful thing is that audiences find it funny and gripping and engaging. They find they're seeing Al Gore that they didn't know before.
I say it portrays Al Gore in a whole new green light.
Yeah.
And he may be the great green hope for us because, you know, of course, the common question that comes up is, well, is he running again? And I say, well, he probably should. I mean, he gets the biggest challenge of our time. He gets it, has been for a long time. And why not? Why not? He certainly looks more presidential than someone else who happens to be in that position now. But I kind of resent the questions that I've seen you on television over the last few days and answer this question a lot, you know, is he going to run again? Because it's almost like such a knee-jerk reaction or
right.
It's almost cynical because the implication is he's doing this as a ploy to get back into the race. And this is so much bigger than even the presidency, in my view. This is about the future of the planet. And see the movie. Give the guy a chance. This is what he's focused on right now. Who knows where it will lead? But that's Americans. You know, they 2 seconds. They want to know. So where's this going to? Where's this leading?
Well, first of all, you know, I spent a good part of the last year with him. And you can't help be in proximity of him and not realize that this is what he is on earth to do. And that he is driven by the absolute urgency to wake people up to this issue. And so the speculation about whether he's running is such a distraction because this is his big campaign. If you see the movie, you see that he's been trying to do it since the early 70s when he was a young congressman trying to get hearings. He had hearings in the Senate with Roger Revell, who was the first person to study CO2 and is a professor at Harvard. You see him trying to sort of ring the bell, and it's been a 30-year-plus struggle to get this story out. And he talks about very, very, very humanly, very, you know, very emotionally about how he feels that he's failed to get this message out.
Well, he's not alone. He has got a lot of company. Many of us feel that way. But hopefully this will really be the tipping point.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a very difficult. Global warming is tough because the Earth doesn't really have an immediate constituency the way other, you know, groups have. The idea of global warming, when I was making this movie, the idea of global warming is a real hard one to sort of get your hands around because it's everywhere, but it's not like directly in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in what I think is amazing about the work he's done in studying this and doing this slideshow more than 1,000 times is he's figured out how to pull it all together. You know, all the implications of science, politics, the so-called controversy. He's pulled it all so that, like, smart, thoughtful people on both sides.
And isn't understand.
There are evangelical ministers who we screened it for in Washington, D.C., who are now breaking with the White House and saying, you know what, we think that caring about the world is more important than anything else, and we believe that Al Gore is right on this issue. Fox News has even come out and said, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, even if you disagree with Al Gore's politics, you have to see this movie. That's so exciting for us.
Well, it's caring for creation, and we've had many of those religious leaders on our program because that's where it gets interesting, when it's not the usual, you know, suspects, if you will. calling attention to these challenges, nor should it be. And and I've often wondered why it was that way, just the domain of, quote, environmentalists, like, you know, we're just protecting our own little corner of the planet. You know, it's for all of us, folks. We'll be right back. We're speaking with Davis Guggenheim, executive producer and director of the fabulous film A Must-See, An Inconvenient Truth, coming out across most of the country this weekend. And it's really important that you get out and see it this weekend. We'll talk to Davis more about that right after these messages.